Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
It's time for the Gospel According to Ballsy.
Well, the NFLPA has handed out the work stoppage guide to its members, giving advice on how to save money in the event that the plug gets pulled after the 2020 NFL season. Now, that guide includes an ABC approach, adjust, budget, cut, that recommends cooking at home instead of eating out, canceling unused subscriptions, adopting a weekly no-spending day, which I don't mind, actually, reviewing investments, implementing a friends and family policy regarding money given to those who commonly ask for some of it, avoiding the co-signing of loans, making arrangements for child support and or alimony to allow temporarily reduced payments during a work stoppage, renting unoccupied homes or bedrooms to offset mortgage expenses, saving at least half of each game check, making essential home repairs now, renting instead of buying a home, delaying the purchasing of any cars until after the CBA is signed, selling any car that hasn't been driven in 6 months, what? Reducing clothing purchases, selling clothes that haven't been worn in over a year, getting a line of credit in place now for use if necessary during a work stoppage, and much, much more. Now, who is kidding who? If there is a work stoppage, the owners will win. They've got a lot more cash than the players do, so the owners can outweigh the union. It's purely economics. It's the basis of most labor disputes when it comes to the ownership side. It's no different than the player's strategy, which is to stick together to get the best deal done possible. 32 owners are more likely to stick together than 1,500 plus players. Ownership will ultimately win, not because they're evil or mean, but because they're smarter and more prepared. A work stoppage only hurts the fans. Now, somebody should put out a work stoppage guide for fans. I know I can find something else to do. In fact, I'm a huge football fan, as you know, and I don't watch nearly as much NFL as I used to. But this work stoppage guide is comedy gold. It should be titled, How to Be a Responsible Adult. I personally love the line, sell any cars that haven't been driven in the last 6 months. Huh? For the rest of us, it's like when it's time to clean out your underwear drawer. I haven't worn these in a while. Oh, yeah, I should get rid of this shirt. Like, are you kidding me? Sell a car that you haven't driven in 6 months? This guide should be a short one. See what Adrian Peterson has done and do the opposite. And congratulations to Scott McCauley and the Regina Thunder. They opened their 20th season in the PFC with a come-from-behind victory over the Edmonton Wildcats in Edmonton, scoring 21 unanswered points. Quarterback Blake Shirley had 3 touchdown passes to 3 different receivers, and the Thunder opened with a 34-21 victory over the Edmonton Wildcats. I had a chance to catch up with the president, Murad El-Khatib, and talk about the Thunder and their 20th season and maybe the pomp and pageantry surrounding this very momentous season. Murad, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Okay, so now you have always been involved in football in the local community, helping support the Rams, helping support the Thunder, way before your son Tarek joined the team. But just talk about how cool it is to be a part of an organization that your kid is coming up in too.
Well, Tarek started with minor football about 6 years ago, and you know, we watched him grow, and you know, to see him now as a part of the Regina Thunder, you know, pretty exciting. We've kind of transformed the team, you know, over the last number of years in terms of making it a very attractive place for, you know, kids that are going to Polytech and university and in the workforce to come and, you know, continue their football program. And so Scott McCauley and the coaching staff have done a great job. We've got a very solid program. You know, Michael, an incredible culture that I see developing, you know, that we're developing these young men that are, you know, very committed to the program, but, you know, very committed to the community as well. That's very important to us.
You know, it was always a grassroots thing. I played junior football. I love junior football, as you know. By the way, thanks for hooking me up with that Lifetime Achievement Award that I didn't know about at the dinner. Thanks for throwing that one at me. I appreciate that.
You deserve that one for sure.
People are still bugging me about that. I appreciate that. But anyway, Murad, how have you, like, it's always been a grassroots thing, and it still is. A lot of people need to get involved in terms of volunteering. But what have you used in terms of your business acumen to help this team out and take it to the next level when you're in such a competition for players with universities and other junior programs?
Well, if we turn around and we look at our recruiting class this year, you know, we're very excited. You know, a number of rookies are actually going to make a debut. So, you know, we've got Matthew Shirchuk, you know, kid from Campbell Collegiate, who's going to be starting at fullback. And, you know, a couple of DBs, you know, out of one out of Campbell, you know, one out of Riffle as well, that are going to be making a debut. So, you know, pretty excited that we've been able to retain, you know, really good local talent, got a strong rural base. But, you know, what I've tried to bring to the program, Michael, is that connection to the corporate community. And, you know, the Dinner of Champions this year, again, 600 people strong. You know, the club is in, you know, very good financial position, which has allowed us to triple the size of our scholarship program. And that's been really, really important. I mean, if you want to run a successful championship caliber junior football program, you need resources. Mm-hmm. And we have to go out and we have to deliver value, be in the community. The corporate community has been really behind us. That's been very exciting to reconnect that.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, scholarships, you were talking at the start of this interview, scholarships are a big component. People want to go to that next level, but maybe school isn't quite it for them in terms of, you know, being a university football player. They could be a junior football player and, you know, go to Polytechnic or kind of kick the tires on university. This is a very attractive option.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, but again, if I look at our recruiting class, you know, I would say, you know, 75% of those kids are going to university this year, to University of Regina. So, you know, we're certainly an option. I mean, you know, if I look at my son Tarek's case, 8 years, he's a late birthday. Mm-hmm. He's got 8 years, he's got 5 years of CIS eligibility. So he can turn around and combine junior and CIS potentially and have a very successful run. You know, playing football, which is something that he loves.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of what we're giving the kids, is an opportunity to come in. Some of them will get an opportunity to play earlier. You know, the league is going to be very competitive this year. We've got the Hilltops retooling. You know, we've got the Edmonton Wildcats that have been on a multi-year building program. And we saw flashes last year. I mean, they took us down to the final, you know, a final field goal that hit the goalpost and fell in, and we won that game last year. So, you know, you're definitely going to have a lot of parity. Edmonton Huskies are always tough, and the Winnipeg Rifles have been making a lot of progress. So, you know, from that perspective, it's going to be great football this year. 20th anniversary, we've got Blake Shirley starting for us. We're very excited about the prospects, and, you know, we're going to do our best to challenge for Canada Bowl.
Any way you guys are highlighting, besides maybe winning a Canadian Bowl, which you did back in 2013, and actually I was honored to be on the call for that. That was the only Thunder game I've ever called, and the team won the championship. I was honored to be on the call for that. But is there anything you're doing to highlight the 20th anniversary? It's a pretty big deal. I mean, you look at your head coach. He was a player back in the first year, and he's still around as a head coach.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have, you know, festivities along. You know, we're really quite excited that we get to finish the year with two home games back-to-back at the end of the season. So we're going to be planning, you know, some activities to honor, you know, the Thunder players that have, you know, kind of contributed over the last 20 years. And so, you know, stay tuned for some, you know, pretty cool activities that we're going to do to highlight the history and that, you know, going back to when junior football was the Rams and going back over the last 20 years of the Thunder.
Yeah.
I mean, this city has an incredible, you know, history as one of the iconic cities of junior football in the country.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be highlighting that, Michael.
One of the neat stories that came out of that Dinner of Champions you were talking about, which, by the way, was first class. Like, it was like you were at a CFL dinner. It was outstanding, Murad. One of the things that came out of that, though, was the Thunder's first equipment actually came when they make video games, they have to outfit all the people with the equipment. And that was the Thunder's first equipment they bought.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was for an EA Sports game, and, you know, the team was equipped, and, you know, the founding fathers of the Regina Thunder didn't have a lot of resources, and they made a deal and they got that equipment from Las Vegas to here, and that started the journey. So, you know, always been a group of community volunteers that have been very resilient, and you know, we've been happy to have you know, Neil Hinds come back in as our VP of football. He was you know, originally involved with Randy Shaw and the others at the beginning of this franchise, and so we've kind of taken that mix, you know, of the history and brought people back and added some new folks in. And, you know, it's been very exciting to see that dynamic of that board. Of course, Bryn, you know, where it continues to be very involved. He served as Thunder president prior to myself, and he's running a lot of our major events. So, you know, our NFL pool is running now. You know, that's going to be very exciting. We're targeting to sell that out, you know, this year. So, you know, we'll be definitely blitzing on our social media to get those in the hands of everybody. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year of junior football.
Yeah, for sure. Before I let you go here, you know, football is all about entertainment, right? Like, sports is about entertainment, too. It's sports entertainment. And atmosphere adds so much to it. Now, I know you guys get to play most of your games in a state-of-the-art facility, which is great, but it sometimes can be overwhelming in terms of you got a decent crowd, but it doesn't seem like it because you're in a big stadium. Has there been thoughts or discussions with playing most, if not all, of your games at Liable Field? Because what an atmosphere that would be to create, you know, have like a kind of like a barbecue outside and just make it an event.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. I mean, this year we've got two of our four games that we're going to play at Liable. So we're going to play two at Mosaic. Of course, the Saskatoon Hilltops game, our home opener, you know, the Sunday of the so August 25th. You know, that's going to be at Mosaic because we need that in terms of the crowd that we get from Saskatoon and Regina. But beyond that, Michael, we're going to be creating, you know, beer gardens, barbecues, food trucks, mm-hmm. you know, a real entertainment experience, you know, and it's an affordable entertainment experience for Regina families. And that's what we really want to continue to promote is winning on the field, winning off the field, you know, being a part of the community. Yeah, I got to tell you, I ran the Rock Cancer fundraiser. We raised $650,000 for the Alan Blair Cancer Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 9 Thunder players that came out and worked 6 hours to volunteer, to set everything up, tear everything down. You know, those are the kind of things that these kids are doing, you know, in this community to be able to return back. And that's what I'm most proud of, is that the coaches put an incredible amount of effort into having them understand that that's just as important as what they do on the field.
Let me ask you, let's just dumb this down for the listeners and guys like me. What does it cost to put a football team on the field from start to finish in the year? Like so people can get an idea what kind of resources are needed to help the youth of today out and really help our own, because sometimes we don't highlight and help our own enough.
I mean, listen, you know, it costs us a couple of $100,000 a year to run this program. And so, you know, we're very grateful to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for their support this year. You know, they were able to increase their support to about $68,000. And, of course, our Dinner of Champions and our NFL pool, you know, as well as merchandise sales and other things. I mean, this is what we do to run. And, you know, we have a number of major corporate sponsors. You know, we've been thrilled to have Knight Automotive. You know, so Kevin Knight, again, a big philanthropist. And Kevin and Joan Stricker, you know, Freestallman Lumber, have been a big corporate sponsor as well as AGT. So it's been great to have everybody on board. And, you know, again, it's about having the money for those scholarships, for the coaches' development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're very excited to add, you know, a guy like Paul Dawson onto our coaching staff this year. You know, a guy that brings, you know, an incredible amount of, you know, junior football and CIS experience to mentor along some of our other coaches. And our kids are very well served, you know, with the program that we have today.
What I like about you, and I could tell listening to you, you love football and you love the game of football, and you have your hands on every facet of this team, which I really love. You know who's playing on the team, you know who's coaching. but let me ask you this. You're a businessman, and you're a global businessman. You're everywhere. And besides the fact your nice son is on the team, like, you don't have enough hours in the day. Why dedicate hours to junior football? Why is it important to Murad Al-Khatib to see this thing through?
I mean, I think that it's what we're creating, right? We're creating, you know, tomorrow's leaders today. And, you know, I've believed that since I got involved in football. And, you know, again, it's all aspects. You know, when I look at the work that my Michelle and I do with the Regina Riot, mm-hmm. you know, with the Rams and with the Regina Minor Football, as well as what we're doing with the Thunder, you know, this is, you know, transforming, you know, young lives. And, And, you know, we think that, you know, the as a family, we think that the mix of competitive team sports, you know, it gives you the tools to succeed in life. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so passionate about it and why I'm going to continue on. And, you know, my son being on the team or not, I was involved before, and I'm going to be involved after. And, you know, been very, very exciting for us. So we're just going to do our part.
Two more quick questions for you, Murad, because I know you got another business meeting to go to. I thank you for squeezing me in here. Okay, so I wanna ask you this here. You got tickets that you can sell in terms of fundraising. You know, there's always different components. You guys are selling NFL pool tickets. Tell us about that, because you know, it's pretty affordable and it adds to the fun of the NFL season.
Well, you know what I love about the NFL pool that we're running is that you know, you buy a ticket for $20. You know, you give us your email address, and every week, you know, we email you to let you know whether you won. You don't have to keep your stub. Your teams are assigned. It's a great way to add a bit of excitement to the passion of football with your buddies. And you know, it's been a successful program for us. But, you know, we have about 5,000 tickets for sale every year. Last year, we had about 1,100 tickets we didn't sell. And so if we turn around and think about that, you know, from a fundraiser perspective, there's about $20,000 of revenue that we want to put into scholarships and the development of our players and coaches. And so we're very committed to selling that out this year. It's a lot of fun. You can go to our Facebook page or our website, and certainly we're going to be out in the community selling, you know, that pool. It's a great way to add a bit of competitiveness to your weekends when you're watching.
And lastly, Murad, you know, it's not great when your son is hurt. He has an injured shoulder, but it, kind of a neat twist to the story, and I'm sure Tarik will come back. He's got a torn labrum. He'll come back. Pretty bad tear, by the way. He'll come back better than ever. But the guy who's working on him used to be a Thunder player. Tell us that neat story, because that's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Butchko, Jordan Butchko, was a Thunder alumni, and he's our orthopedic surgeon. So, you know, very excited to have a guy, you know, first of all, who's regarded as one of the best, you know, knee and shoulder surgery surgeons in the country, you know, from right here in Regina, and, you know, football family. And, you know, definitely when you go to see Dr. Butchko, you know, our players are well taken care of. And I think that's something, you know, I do want to say, Michael, it's like the medical staff, you know, Dr. Juggernaut, Dr. Butchko, Dr. Frost. I mean, all of these people are in, our trainers, our physio. You know, these people are all volunteering their time and effort to junior football. And I think that that's something that, you know, again, we can't run a program without taking care of our kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, that's what you get here is you get, you know, world-class medical attention and you get to rehabilitate, and we take care of our kids. We don't just throw them on the field and throw them off when they're injured.
Yeah, Butch,
that's what I love about it.
Yeah, Butchko, of course, the son of Brent Butchko, who used to be a CFL official, a really good guy in our community too. And I'll tell you what, world-class. When you say world-class businessman right here in our own backyard, we got to appreciate him for everything he's doing to help grow the game. Thanks for this, Murad.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.